Okay, and if we're talking about meals and you say I'll, at 7 o'clock in the morning, you say I
eat at 7 o'clock.
Eat at seven, and yesterday at that time I had already
eat.
And last week I, if you had breakfast every day, you say I ate breakfast every day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
I had breakfast every morning.
Mm-hmm. And what would you, if you're going to make coffee, would you say how would in you got to prepare it? You say I've got to make the coffee or cook the coffee or boil the
coffee.
Make the coffee.
Better make coffee.
And what do you drink when you're thirsty? If you want water, do you say I want a
glass of water.
If I ask you how much did you drink, you'd say
a growing glass.
And you want to tell me how much would you say I had a glass or I drank a glass?
I had a glass of water.
And or we sure did
enjoy
drink
it.
A glass of water. Okay. If you want someone not to wait until potatoes are passed around the table or whatever's passed around the table at mealtime, you'd say,
Give thanks for the meal. Or
give thanks for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I
don't care for that.
Don't care for that. If food has been cooked and served a second time, if she fixes a big meal and then has a little bit of several different things left over, what would you call that food?
Well, it'd be just the same as the first, but it would be second serving what was left from the other meal.
Second servings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You put food in your mouth, and then you begin to. How do you break up? What would you say you have to do to break up the food in your mouth?
Just chew it.
Just chew it. Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way? What did you call it now?
Just cornmeal and boil it?
Cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and just eat it without baking it or whatever.
Yeah, that's called mush.
Mush?
Mm-hmm.
Was that eaten at any particular, like at night maybe? Was that
just like cooking grits. It's a mush.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten it. And I'll tell you something else that's good too. That's parched meal. Take the cornmeal and sift it good and get the husk out of it and put salt in it and put it in on a stove and brown it. That's good.
Is that like for a meal or is it snack?
Well,
is that like, you eat that snack?
Yeah, just to eat something like that. Not for a meal, just, you know. But that's good.
Satisfies hunger.
I mean, that's good.
As a group, what would you call peas, beets, and the like? Peas, beans, something that you grow here rather than go to the store and buy.
Well, you call them vegetables, I reckon.
But if you grow them here rather than buy them, you say, is it homegrown? Is
home,
that what you...
Yeah, homegrown.
In that small plot of near the house where you might grow these vegetables, what would you call it? If it's just a very small plot rather than a
Like I was out there, they call it a little garden.
Little garden.
Mm-hmm.